is a certain tension this morning as we are coming close to the full moon. Tension, pressure, accumulation. So there's intensity. There are possibly challenges. And a kind of a rush, a lot of stuff needs attention. It is information, bits of information, all sorts of information. Not what you can get from the media, bits of information like particles of light. On another level, in a different dimension. On the material plane, however, in your daily life, you may experience an intensity due to conflicting forces playing up. You may be overwhelmed by the number of things to do, stuff to sort out, mental stuff, emotional stuff. The combination of material, non-material resulting for you in a kind of stagnation, inertia, due to the accumulation of unresolved issues or a kind of frenzy, agitation, dispersion. Because your tendency is to run away from things when you can't address them. Or you may be heading towards the light like the insect, towards the lamp where it will crash and be burned. Illusion. Stuff. Quite. questions, ideas, obsessions, repetitive patterns. This is the material expression of what's going on. But let's refocus. There's a rush. There's a lot of movement and information being transmitted. On the roll up to the solstice in about 10 days. This is a blessing in a way. This intensity, this too much, this excessive amount of stuff to be addressed, seen, let go of, depending. This is the grace of the moment, not as such. It may be painful, disturbing, disconcerting. But because this acceleration is capable of pushing us, shifting us, to a new version of who we are, more aligned with who we are. Simplified, purified, decluttered. It takes a certain intensity for us to change. We wouldn't otherwise. Too much attachment. So there we are in the midst of an apparent chaos of bits of information running all around, rushing in a certain direction. The solstice gate. And the first thing we do is to just be there. Here and now, where we are, exactly where we are, with the exact circumstances of our life. Not attempting to change a thing. It takes awareness, focus on the here and now, not away from it. and a certain resilience and ability to just stand up and be there in the midst of this. Because what you see is not what there is. Your vision is colored, altered, distorted. It's like saying, stand up in the middle of illusion. And feel that as you are standing there without changing a thing, without thinking about changing a thing, without dreaming of changing a thing, things begin to move, to change, to evolve due to your presence, your conscious presence, that level of awareness that you have. Then, in that state of being, that awareness that you have, you realize that the rush the incredible amount of stuff is life. Going through you, like through the eye of a needle. And actually, as you know, it takes some intensity for us humans to change. And we are due to be reborn. Reborn in this lifetime. In a better, newer version of ourselves that is experiencing this rush of all things through the eye of the needle. The grace is that we are gifted that intensity no matter how it shows up in our material world. We are being pushed in a right direction, which is towards ourselves. But notice, as you are standing up there in the middle of your complex daily life on a material plane, in the huge stream of information bits that is running through you, you're gradually softening, calming, until you feel at peace. At peace as in more confident, quieter, comes. Well, we are equipped for life, aren't we? We are equipped for change and mutation. And our essential vibration, deep within, resonates with some aspects of what is there. This is what we want, the rest will ignore. Of all the subtle sensations you perceive, regarding your life, feel the expansion of you at the approach of the summer solstice and the demand that you listen to what is resonating with that vibration. Then you synchronize and stabilize yourself on a frequency where things, the stuff, the clutter in your material life can reorganize themselves. Can find a resolution or new arrangements or modalities. But you need to access, perceive, and listen to that private precious gift of your vibration first. It's useless, pointless to try and sort out your reality on any plane unless you reach that point where you sense the sound of your being. And let your world and the world at large attune to it.